Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Cloudy skies today with our high nearing 33. Mostly cloudy skies overnight tonight with a low around 20. Snow showers are likely on Saturday, cloudy with a high nearing 32, and more snow may continue into Saturday night with a low around 17. Breezy on Sunday, sunny with a high of 38, northwest winds between 10 and 20, and gusting as high as 30. Clear skies into Sunday night with a low of 13. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 23 degrees.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I'm Trace Tong. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly unveiled the state's newly designed default license plate on Wednesday to some mixed reactions. The plates will start appearing on cars starting March of next year. Some drivers say the state should seriously reconsider. The new license plate abandons the current bright white and light blue for a darker color scheme which reminds some people of a cross-state rivalry. Specifically, the Missouri Tigers. The new plate has a wheat yellow color with black and midnight blue text. And according to a spokesperson for Governor Kelly, this is the final design. According to Grant County Fire and Rescue, firefighters were paged shortly before midnight Thursday morning for the report of a semi-trailer on fire behind a fuel barn. Grant County Fire and Rescue said they found a semi-trailer completely engulfed in flames, and the semi-trailer next to it was starting to catch fire. Both fires were quickly put out. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance claims. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Douglas County District Attorney Suzanne Valdez announced on Tuesday that Cormac G. Farrell, 44, of Lawrence, was sentenced to 48 months in the Kansas Department of Corrections for aggravated sexual battery of a teenager and two counts of aggravated endangering of a child. Farrell's charges stemmed from an incident that occurred between August 21, 2016 and May 31, 2017, where Farrell resided with the children. The Kansas Department of Transportation announced it'll begin pavement work on Riley County's K-18, K-177, on Monday. As part of a $3.8 million project, KDOT plans to remove and replace all of the concrete pavement, curbs, and medians, as well as add new pavement marking in the area. The project will take place on northbound, westbound, and southbound, eastbound K-18. It will span from the Kansas River Bridge to just south of the K-18, K-117 junction. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Trace Tall. The percentage of Nebraska students who tested proficient in English language arts and math appears to be rebounding after a drop during the COVID-19 pandemic. According to data from the Nebraska Department of Education released on Wednesday, the percentage of students in grades 3 through 8 who tested proficient in English language arts or math rose by double digits compared to last year. In Scotts Bluff, the Panhandle Public Health District is starting virtual suicide loss support groups via Zoom for people ages 19 and older. The meetings will be held virtually on the first and third Tuesday of each month. These meetings are open to anyone in the Panhandle who has suffered a loss due to suicide. In the near future, PPHD will have in-person groups and meetings in Alliance and Scotts Bluff. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Ho, ho, ho! All the beautiful sounds of the holiday season. The season of friends and family who gather to eat, drink, and share the Wi-Fi.
That's right. Enjoy uninterrupted connectivity with Blue Valley Technologies worry-free Wi-Fi. Get 2 months free worry-free Wi-Fi and free installation from Blue Valley Technologies.
Find out more details at bluevalley.net/promo.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A Christmas lighting ceremony is planned this evening, 5 until 7, at the Pony Express Plaza in downtown Marysville. New Christmas lights have been installed downtown on 25 buildings. They'll be turned on. There will be Christmas carols at 5:30, fire pits around the Pony Express Plaza, and other activities. Small Business Saturday will include goodie bags for the first 100 that show up at 8 a.m. at the Empty Cup in downtown Marysville. There will be discounts and other coupons inside those goodie bags, as well as chamber bucks. And there will be specials at Marysville Merchants during Small Business Saturday. Santa arrives in Marysville next Saturday, December 2nd, as part of Christmas opening festivities. 48th Annual Odell Craft Show is this Saturday, hosted by the Odell Area Community in Richmond. They include vendors at multiple locations, including Diller Odell High School and the Community Center, from 9 to 3. No booths at the Fire Hall this year. A $1 donation benefits the Odell Community Youth Fund. Barnes' annual light and horse-drawn parade is this Saturday with soup and cookies, free carriage rides, and Santa at the firehouse from 5 until 6:30. The parade Saturday evening at 7 in Barnes. The annual Frankfort Giving Day is Tuesday, November 28th, supporting over 30 local nonprofits and charitable causes. Donate online anytime at frankfortgives.org or in person Tuesday, 7 a.m. until 5:30 p.m. at the Allstadt Gallery in Frankfort. Donation forms available at First National Bank in Frankfort and can also be mailed to the Frankfort Community Foundation at Box 186 in Frankfort. Those donations November 28th will qualify toward 50% matching funds. Endow Waterville is concluding their annual match event this month. Contributions can be made through the Kansas Rural Center Foundation website. For information, phone 785-456-8444. Those contributions before November 30th qualify for matching funds. Pawnee County School Board will hold a special meeting Monday to decide whether the school will play 8-man or 6-man football next season on a 2-year cycle. Due to enrollment numbers, if they remain 6-man, they would not qualify for playoffs. Land leasing strategies will be the focus for upcoming meetings planned in Belleville, November 28th at 6 p.m., and Clay Center, December 5th at 6 p.m. Lease agreement basics, landlord-tenant relations, and related topics will be discussed. For information, contact your local office of the River Valley Extension District. The Axtell community last Sunday and Monday celebrated opening of a new community fitness center hosting an open house. PNDY was on hand Monday evening for the activities and spoke with organizers, including James Kroger.
We've gotten a lot of support from our community, which is huge, and just seeing how everything has kind of started 4 months ago and to hear it's done and ready for use. So that's kind of a nice feeling.
Brad Brocksterman was also active in the development of the fitness center for the Axtell community.
CMH, that's a great thing. And there's two people here in town that are planning to do their PT here, so it's going to be a great thing for this community.
The fitness center is open to the community at large and will serve Axtell Athletics with fitness and training equipment. Another component is a partnership with Community Memorial Healthcare that will provide for outreach clinic and therapy services locally. CMH Administrator Curtis Hawkinson was on hand.
We're looking to be here 4 days a week, Tuesday through Friday. We will have nurse practitioners here to start. Also, some of the area pharmacists have asked to be able to bring their scripts over here to for people to pick up. So I think there's just a lot of opportunity here, and we're excited to be a part of it.
The Central Branch Railroad was recently presented the We Can Award by the Kansas Sampler Foundation. Ann Walter, president of the Railroad Society, talks of the honor and other activities of that organization on our public affairs program this weekend, airing Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY.
We appreciate being recognized by Marcy Penner and Wendy Rowe, co-directors of the Kansas Sampler Foundation. In fact, I think Marcy said, and I quote her, she said, one of the most unique attractions in the state is our Central Branch Railroad rail ride.
A celebration of life service for Olivia A. Opie Huddleston, who passed away recently, will be held Saturday, November 25th from 10 until 2 at the Allstadt Community Center in Frankfort. Misty V. Long, age 61 of Blue Rapids, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at the Winifred Baptist Church. Burial will follow in the Antioch Cemetery near Frankfort. Visitation Monday, 1 until 9. Family will greet friends Monday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Misty Long.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Cloudy skies today with our highs in the upper 20s and upper 30s. Northeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Mostly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid-teens and upper 20s. Snow showers are likely on Saturday, staying cloudy and cooler with our highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s. And more snow showers possible into Saturday night, cloudy with our lows in the upper teens. Sunny and breezy throughout Sunday with our highs in the mid to upper 30s. Northwest winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Clear skies into Sunday night with our lows in the mid-teens. Sunshine on Monday with our highs in the mid to upper 30s. And mostly clear skies into Monday night with our lows in the mid to upper teens. A bit warmer throughout Tuesday. Sunshine with our highs in the mid 40s. And clear skies over Tuesday night with our lows in the lower 20s. More sunshine throughout Wednesday with our highs in the mid to upper 40s. And mostly clear skies into Wednesday night with our lows in the lower 20s. And still sunny into Thursday with our highs in the lower to upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late November 51, record high on this date 73. The average low 29 and the record low 2 degrees. Sunrise this morning 7:20, sunset this evening at 5:08. It's 23 degrees this hour. If you have travel plans this weekend, Saturday looks to be iffy anywhere from this part of Kansas, Nebraska, and west. A couple inches accumulation locally, 2 to 4 inches, they're saying at this point, perhaps here from the Marysville area. And that could move in Saturday along the way from the west. Be advised, changing weather conditions perhaps into this Thanksgiving holiday weekend. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 24th of November. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Reflections in downtown Marysville will have fall and Thanksgiving items 50% off from now until November 25th. Outdoor decor, doormats, cards, and anything that shouts fall is now 50% off. This holiday season and Small Business Saturday, remember to shop local and shop Reflections.
So much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
Everyone's wanting to reduce, reuse, and recycle. How about reducing the amount of money leaving your bank account every month? With income-based living and reduced cable bill costs for everyone, Waterville Housing Authority is your housing partner. Enjoy maintenance-free and comfortable living in one- or two-bedroom apartments. Check out their Facebook page or call 785-363-2239. That's 785-363-2239.
Turkey Day football recap. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Cowboys' Deron Bland setting an NFL record on Thanksgiving, gobbling up his fifth pick six of the season against the Commanders.
Second and 10 at the Dallas 43. Howell's back, throws it.
Oh, look out.
Picked off! It's Bland! He's got one man to beat at the 20. He cuts left. He breaks the tackle at the 10. He did it again.
The call on 105.3, the Fan. After the score, Bland's teammates stuffed him into a giant red Salvation Army donation kettle. Dak Prescott threw for 331 yards and four TDs as America's team mashes Washington 45-10. In the nightcap, the Niners beat the Seahawks 31-13. The Niners certainly thankful for Christian McCaffrey. He'd score a pair of TDs.
Handoff, McCaffrey off the left side. Touchdown! CMC!
Our thanks to KNBR. McCaffrey leads the league in touchdowns with 14. To the college gridiron, the 12th-ranked Ole Miss Rebels and Mississippi State kicked off rivalry week in the battle for the golden egg.
There's the snap. Fake to Judkins. Pass over the middle. Pre-score!
David Kellum, Learfield on the call. The Rebs would go on to win the Egg Bowl 17-7. College hoops at the Battle for Atlantis in the Bahamas. A pair of upsets. Unranked Villanova tangling with number 14 North Carolina.
Baba, he's going to dribble it out. And that's it. Cats win. Final score. Villanova 83. North Carolina 81 in overtime.
On the Villanova Sports Network, Nova and Memphis will meet in the tournament's semifinal round today at 3:30 Eastern on ESPN. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
State Championship Football Saturday. Axta live from Newton. 3:30 kickoff live on FM 95.5. College football Saturday, Kansas State pregame at 5 on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Kansas pregame at 6, live on FM 95.5.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. It's time again for the latest at Larry Stackline Report.
Well, folks, the bankers see a choppy tide for farmers in 2024. They're nervous. I can tell you that right up front, and I can understand why, can't you? Because farmers are much more nervous than they are. How are we going to make a buck? These prices, they're going crazy, aren't they? Up and down like the fiddlers are. And I got to tell you, I think it's going to be a rough year when it comes to prices for livestock, grain, you have it. There'll be scary moments that'll make those old boys on the Merck and the Board of Trade crazy. Kind of like a week or so ago in the cattle market. And the grain market to a certain extent as well. But the bankers there at the Oklahoma City American Bankers Association meeting had a lot of good information. They say in their annual review of banks across the nation that inflation, which was the top concern last year among the bankers, was number three this year. What was number one? Liquidity. That's exactly right. And farm income. In any event, we are worried a little bit about what they're thinking. And I got to tell you, they're a little bit nervous. So when you go get a loan, be aware that you better have a pretty good story put together and one that you can carry through. Stories don't work unless you make them work.
That again is Larry Stackline with the Stackline Report, which you can hear every Tuesday and Friday, both with our partners at Cake News and right here with your Mid-America Ag Network. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
While
while there are many unexpected factors that can affect the next growing season, farmers have grown to expect the expected with Rank Seed. Our consistent top-end yields come from strict quality control, trusted technology, and local dealers invested in your success. Rank Seed has been a family-owned and operated business since 1846. More than 175 years later, we still have the highest performing genetics on the market in all environments. Expect the expected with Rank Seed.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Teaching students about agriculture is something that the Kansas Foundation for Agriculture in the Classroom is supportive of and provides resources to help do so. Director of Marketing and Communications for Kansas Ag in the Classroom, Brianna Jacobus, explains a few of the materials they have available for people to use when talking with youth about the industry.
Kansas Foundation for Ag in the Classroom is a statewide self-funded nonprofit that provides educational resources, trainings, and support for educators, schools, volunteers, really anyone that wants to spark those meaningful connections between classrooms and Kansas agriculture. We have tons of free resources on our website and tons of services ranging from lesson plans that are connected to state standards and national ag literacy outcomes to supporting resources, posters, worksheets, trainings, virtual tours, and so much more on our website.
Virtual AgriLand is one resource that is available on their website. Jacobus says why it started and other materials that can be used to complement it.
This was a project that came about after the state fair was canceled in 2020. We have a very large booth with a variety of partners across the state at the Kansas State Fair. And we decided that we could just expand that learning year-round through something we call Virtual AgriLand. So on our website, you can find Virtual AgriLand split up into four different grade groups. And once you enter a grade group, you can find resources on all sorts of different Kansas commodities and different Kansas animals, livestock that are raised here. Within each different commodity, you can find resources from a virtual tour to a lesson plan, an activity, a book to go with it, as well as our Kids Connection magazines that are perfect for third through fifth grade readers.
She discusses how their website is organized and how educators can sort for what they're looking for.
Yes, we've tried to make our website as user-friendly as possible. So within our education center, we have a resource center that breaks down our lesson plans, our supporting resources, our kids' magazines, and our educator guides. And within our lesson plans, you can sort by multiple different ways. So if you're looking for a specific ag topic, or if you're looking for a specific grade, we've made it very easy to go in there and sort by those different things.
That was the Director of Marketing and Communications for Kansas Foundation for Ag in the Classroom, Brianna Jacobus, on what their organization has to provide for people who would like to help teach students about agriculture. Find more information on their website at www.ksagclassroom.org. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Did you know you can choose your family? AgriGold is proud to offer six different genetic families and a dedicated team that can simplify your seed selection process. When you choose AgriGold, you partner with the only choice for elite seed and top-tier service. That means access to unique genetics playbook and a team that asks the right questions to know your needs. Pick the seed that gets the most from every acre next season. Contact Cottage Hill Ag Supply or Helena Agri Enterprises to place your AgriGold order today.
In stuffing or soup or eaten straight out of pan, the chestnut is the nut of the season. An update on efforts to save the American chestnut today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, November 24th, the 328th day of the year. Actor Colin Hanks celebrates a birthday today, and in 1863, the Civil War Battle of Lookout Mountain began near Chattanooga, Tennessee. The sad fate of the American chestnut tree may yet have a happy ending. Once the king of eastern forests, a fungus spread like wildfire and virtually erased the tree from the American landscape a century ago. But in an ambitious effort to backcross genes of Chinese and American chestnuts, scientists have now developed a restoration chestnut, a hybrid which is 15/16th American, hopefully retaining the blight-resistant trait of the Chinese portion. Thanks to their efforts, the American chestnut may someday return to its former glory. There's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report at almanac.com.
Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Trey Stone. Kansas travels to Cincinnati for a 6:30 kickoff tomorrow night. The game will be on ESPN2. Kansas has already clinched a bowl appearance, making just the second time in program history that the Jayhawks will play in a bowl in back-to-back seasons. Cincinnati, on the other hand, is looking to end the season on a positive note. The Bears' lone Big 12 win came against former American Conference foe Houston. Once again, game time, 6:30 tomorrow night on ESPN2. Tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at Bill Snyder Family Stadium in Manhattan, it is the 107th meeting between Kansas State and Iowa State. It's the 107th edition of Farmageddon. Kickoff begins at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. That game will be broadcast on Fox TV. And tomorrow night's matchup between K-State and Iowa State could feature some interesting weather, as the forecast predicts a 50% chance of snow being on the ground at kickoff. Mid-America Network Sports.
In our final featured game of the week on KNDY FM 95.5, the undefeated Axel Eagles take aim at their third straight 8-man Division II state championship Saturday versus 9-3 South Central. One of only 18 teams left playing in the state of Kansas, the Eagles look to use their experience from the past two trips to the championship game as an advantage.
You know, going in of what to expect, you know, a lot of times, you don't know how what's going to happen in this week, and now, you know, this is our third year in a row. We've kind of, you know, been there, done that, where I think maybe that'll help us, you know, with the nervousness and preparation for the week.
Kickoff is set for 3:30 on FM 95.5, online at KNDYradio.com, and in the free KNDY FM mobile app.
Join the Small Business Celebration this Saturday, November 25th in downtown Marysville. Register from 8 till 9 a.m. The first 100 shoppers receive a goodie bag provided by Marysville Chamber Businesses. Grab a free Christmas photo at Santa's house, fill out your holiday wish list, catch hourly promotions, and a free showing of Wish at the Astro 3 Theater. Enjoy the fun and shop local this Small Business Saturday and this holiday season in Marysville. An invitation from Tony's Meat Market, Stacy Latta, your farmer's insurance agent, MSC Boutique, and Sunflower Community Credit Union.
Serve something memorable this holiday season with Tony's Meat Market in Marysville. Prime rib for holiday dinners. Pre-order yours at Tony's. The best assortment of beef, chicken, pork, and seafood, also offering ice-cold beer. Meat always fresh, never frozen all year round. Order your holiday meat and cheese trays for the party or as a gift for a special business, customer, or family member in town. Gift baskets or gift certificates available and perfect for everyone. Stop by Tony's Meat Market today along Highway 36 across from the Superwash in Marysville.
Ladies, elevate your style with our latest arrivals at MSC Boutique. Whether you're looking for a chic t-shirt or a trendy kimono, we've got you covered. Stop in our shop in downtown Marysville and inquire about our MSC rewards and start earning points today. Let our staff help you live your life with confidence. MSC Boutique, feel good fashion for everyday life.
Are you looking for home, auto, recreational vehicle, commercial, or life insurance coverage tailored just for you? See Stacy Latta, your local Farmers Insurance agent in downtown Marysville at 712 Broadway. Stacy also offers a range of Medicare options to fit your needs, whether it's Medicare Advantage, prescription drug, Medicare supplement, or dental and vision plans for seniors. She has you covered. Farmers Insurance, because protecting what matters most is always a smart choice. Call Stacy Latta today at 785-562-5169.
At Sunflower Community Credit Union, we're proud to give back to our community through initiatives like Debit for a Difference, a program that provides local educators with grants for their classroom, which helps them make a difference in our schools, along with Save at School, an innovative way for students to learn the value of saving money. Kids can open their very own savings account, making financial education fun and accessible. Join Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville and become part of a financial family committed to your success and the success of our community.
An invitation to shop local this holiday season from Tony's Meat Market. Stacy Latta, your Farmers Insurance agent, MSC Boutique, and Sunflower Community Credit Union.
KNDY.
I will not make the same mistakes that you did. I will not let myself cause my heart so much misery. I will not break the way you did. You felt so hard.
It's not too late.